Friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. As I'm recording live here with you, it's August 7th and it's 2025 and I'm finishing out the week and I like to be a little lighthearted as we close out the week. So if you can call a trash can scam a lighthearted topic, that's what we're going to talk about. And I'm so grateful to hear from my Healthy Americans because it was a Healthy American who wrote to me and I'm going to share this email with you to let you know about what she's calling a fraudulent an exorbitant tax on trash cans. Now, I'm currently in Florida, but when I was in California, my property taxes paid for trash collection and delivery. Let me know if you personally have a separate trash bill that you pay, or whether that is included, just like your, you know, fire protection and your police protection and the streetlights and everything else that are included in your property taxes, or maybe it's your sales tax and whatever is covered in your municipal services. Now the city of San Diego is slapping on not only an exorbitant price, but wait until I tell you about their surveillance program for trash cans. So that's why I thought it was a little bit of an interesting topic to cover as we close out the week. And let me know if you live in the city of San Diego, if you've ever traveled there. Do you know that San Diego is one of the premier smart cities, meaning that they want to have everything connected by the internet? They want to track and trace not only your trash can, but you, where you go, how many miles you drive. It was a city that had a failed measure. I think it was the entire county, a failed measure. Luckily, it failed this time around. They'll probably trot it out again to actually have you pay a tax for how many miles you drive. Well, we already in California pay the highest gasoline taxes in the entire country, and that is supposed to go for repairing the roads. The roads are among the worst in the entire country. In California, they're absolutely horrible. So where is all that money going? And now they want to tax you for the miles that you drive on top of the gasoline tax. And some of you wonder why I'm enjoying myself here in Florida. So before we go any further, let me know if you've heard of these despicable laws. And if you pay your trash separately, pay for your trash services separately. And if you do, what that amounts to, because I'm going to share with you what that cost is going to be for San Diego. And let me know if you know the population of the city of San Diego. I'm going to share that with you as soon as I share a message from today's sponsor. And we are over at NobleGoldInvestments.com. This is my longtime sponsor. It's the only gold company that I trust. And if you are interested in protecting your wealth or you know someone that is, this is a message for you. So if you're getting close to retirement, for example, or maybe you're just thinking ahead, you've probably done a solid job of saving. But here's something that most people don't consider. How much of that money that you've been saving is just sitting around in cash? It might feel safe, but holding too much cash guarantees one thing: you are losing purchasing power. Inflation, as you know, eats away at those cash savings and the dollar's value keeps slipping. So more and more people are looking at real assets like gold and silver. So here, this website will tell you all about investing in a gold IRA. You can also get your hands on the actual physical assets. So one company that makes it easy for you is this, Noble Gold Investments. You can buy actual physical gold or silver. You can buy coins, you can buy bars, and you can have these shipped directly to your home, or they can store them for you securely. So this is a smart way for you to convert cash into something that actually holds value. So Noble Gold is fair, transparent, and they don't pressure you. You just get solid information and real options. And I would love for you to give them a call. And that is at 877-646-5347. So that's NobleGoldInvestments.com. I'll have a link for you in the description box below. There is a disclaimer, which is past performance may not be indicative of future results. And investing in precious metals involves risk, as does every investment carries a risk, but you should consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions. But do keep in mind that when you own real assets, you own real wealth. So thank you to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Friends, I got an email from a Healthy American alerting me to this very concerning story that the city of San Diego is tracking trash cans of all things. So I'm going to share with you. The email says, "Hello, Peggy. Firstly, I'd like to thank you for the truth that you put out there. There are many times that I've listened to you and in my mind, I've composed an email responding, but I never actually did it. I did reach out to you when we were trying to get our medical initiative on the ballot. After that, I decided I was going to have a rest and not try to fight everyone's battles. However, I am picking up the sword again and I am opposing the new RFID. You know, friends, that stands for radio frequency something device. And this is going into San Diego trash cans." She goes on to write, "There is an exorbitant fraudulent tax that the city council imposed on the residents. I think many people are unaware of the nefarious reasons for these RFID chips. I would like to rally the people of San Diego to come together and oppose this agenda, but I need help to get the word out. I have several ideas on what we can do, including dumping our trash can outside the city council building and disabling the chips. There is definitely power in numbers, and we need that power now. I'm asking your help in getting the word out and have people contact me. I really appreciate your help. Thank you, and prayers to you and your family for continually putting out the truth." So this is from a Healthy American, Eleanor. And what I would like is for you to email me at support@thehealthyamerican.org. I am more than happy to put you in touch with Eleanor if you would like to fight this really illegal, unconstitutional surveillance. They're starting with your trash cans. You know that they're tracking you in your car. They're tracking you with these tracking devices known as cell phones. They're tracking you through your smart meters, which I don't care for that name either. So I did write back to Eleanor and I thanked her for sending this. I said I would definitely cover it in a future video. And she emailed again and she says, "I was starting to feel a bit defeated. I had about 15 people message me saying that they were willing to help. Yet when push came to shove, only one person turned up to help. Let me know if that ever happened to you, friends, where you were rallying the troops and it turned out, as I said yesterday, you were the only person rowing the boat and everyone else wanted you to do the work." Well, Eleanor is willing to get this information out there. I'm going to share with you what's on the City of San Diego website. And I would like to hear from you why you think this is so reprehensible to have your trash can checked and surveilled and tracked. I'm going to share with you what San Diego says. To me, not only is it egregious that they're tracking the trash cans, which is so strange, but they are charging now the city residents up to $60 per trash can. And I did a little calculation because there are over 1 million people in the city of San Diego. And if you are going to pay this monthly, like over a year, it's like $700,000. No, $700 million is the way that I calculated it. Maybe my calculations are off. I am not a math teacher, but I do know that it is in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And maybe that was my yearly analysis there, but I think that the estimate is going to be into billions of dollars. And the residents of the city of San Diego are already paying city taxes. They are already paying, if they have a home, they're paying property tax. They are certainly paying their sales tax. So that is quite discerning to me as well. So Eleanor goes on to say, "I don't think people are aware of the dangers. Today at a meeting, I confronted my San Diego City Councilman, Sean Elo Rivera. He is so hypocritical, claiming that the council is so concerned about the cost of living for seniors. And when I confronted him about the trash can tax, which I told you is going to be up to anywhere between $40 to $60, depending on what size trash can you get, he tried to justify it, saying that all other cities pay for trash, which is not true. And I want you to do your research and let me know if you can email me or you can come back on the channel later and let me know if you pay for trash separately." And Eleanor says, "I thought we already did through the property tax." Well, you're right, Eleanor, you did. "When I confronted him about the RFID chips, he laughed and he dismissed my concern about being tracked. He presented the tracking as a solution for the city." Friends, can you help me understand why a city would need to track trash? trash cans. I'm going to share with you what the city itself says. What's troubling to me about Eleanor's follow-up email is her city councilman, as she says it, laughed at her. That's why I call them public servants. Now, I've done several videos on this channel about having conversations where you actually listen to a person and you say things like, I see, tell me more, tell me your concerns. Even if he was going to humor her, I would recommend that he would repeat back what she said. For example, I understand that you're concerned about the RFID tracking of your trash can. Can you tell me more about your concerns? I see. You're concerned about the tax. You thought that the city already paid for it. Okay, let me take this under advisement and I'll get back to you. Now, that would be at least a cordial conversation. This happened to me many times when I was at the I call it the Board of Supervisor meetings, because they proved themselves to be stupid when it came to the law and came to their choices and their decisions and their actions, such as saying, well, if we stop the emergency, we're not going to get the emergency money. There were so many lies wrapped up. And you know that the chair of the stupid advisors is going to prison. Not long enough, but he is going to prison thanks to you and me and others who exposed his evil doings. So yeah, that's why I call them the public serpents. I remember going into a private meeting with a different stupid advisor, and I had all of the laws printed out, very simple. And it said, the law requires you to hold a meeting. You're not holding the meeting. So we are requesting you to hold the meeting. And instead of saying, oh, I see. Tell me more about this law. And how did you come upon this information? And what is your concern about holding the meetings? And just asking questions would have shown him to be a person of integrity. But I think that's why these individuals are put into place, because they have such few skills that they are easily manipulated. And all he did was argue and point fingers at me and badger me and say that I didn't know what I was talking about when I clearly did. So my hat goes off to Eleanor for having this conversation with her city councilman, even though he dismissed her concerns and laughed at her concerns. I find that extremely despicable, lacking of integrity, and it really sours me on these individuals who say that they care about the public when in fact they are probably there to line their own pockets. I would like to know who is getting this money that we're going to talk about. So she said, I told him that I didn't want his trash cans. And his answer was, you live in the city of San Diego, you have to have it. She writes, they are trying to force us to pay for something we do not want. I do plan to disable the chip, but I would love help in coordinating hundreds or thousands of people going to the city council meeting in September. This is what I posted on Nextdoor. So I'm going to share with you her concerns about the RFID chips. And I just am sharing this story with you for a few reasons. Number one, I really applaud Eleanor for taking action. I have long said that take action where action makes sense for you. Not everybody wanted to bring a lawsuit against the county. You know, in hindsight, I don't know if I would do that again, because it was really very debilitating to my pocketbook, to my emotional and physical well-being. And I'm glad that I did it, because I told them I was going to sue them. But there are different kinds of actions that make sense for different people. So I applaud Eleanor for taking this action. And if you don't live in San Diego, you can this video. You can, maybe you know someone in San Diego. Maybe you don't live in San Diego, but you could help Eleanor anyway. So the other reason I wanted to share this with you is to alarm you. Well, not alarm you, but to alert you to the alarm and to sound the alarm. I don't want to alarm you, but I want to sound the alarm for you to keep your eagle eye on what's going on in your city. So many people are consumed with the federal government and Epstein and Ukraine and all of these things. And I don't cover those topics per se. I have covered things that affect us. Those things all affect us, but to different degrees. However, what's going on in your own backyard is something that I do believe should take priority. So people fight against the governor. Okay, I think that's important too. But do you know who's on your city council? Have you been to the city council meetings? Do you think it even makes a difference? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I know plenty of people that have gone and fought at these city council meetings, and there was an overwhelming show of favor for one point of view for a new law or ordinance, as they're called, and no support on the other side, yet the city went ahead and forced it through. So you know and I know that there are public servants, but I do believe that it is worth exposing them. And that's what I'm doing on this broadcast. I told her I would share the information, and I'm grateful for those of you that will do the same. Here are the problems. This is Eleanor's email that I see with the RFID chips. The RFID tags in the trash bins are tracking. That's what they do. They are tracking your trash can. It tracks what you throw away, how often you throw it away, and how much waste you produce, because they're going to be weighing these. Is that something you want the government to know? She goes on to say, by monitoring your waste, authorities and private contractors can build a profile of your consumer behavior, of your diet, of your economic class, and of your compliance with recycling rules. I want to interrupt her email for just one moment. I lived in the county of San Diego in an unincorporated town, so it did not have its own city council. We were run by the county of San Diego. And I remember getting a flyer all about how you had to recycle your waste. They had green waste, they had your bottles and cans, and then they had regular, trash that could not be recycled. So they also had the food waste. Now, you may be a person, and I applaud you, if you are someone that is very conscientious about recycling. I have people that I know that they eat off paper plates because they don't want to use water to wash their dishes. That might be going a little far, but you know what goes even a little farther? They wiped off the paper plates to reuse them. You may think that's fantastic. To each his own. You should be able to choose whether or not you want to use plastic plates or paper plates. And probably they weren't plastic, they were paper. And reuse the paper plates again and again. Maybe it's not hygienic, but to each his own. I'm just letting you know that there are people that are very conscientious, and I applaud them. I certainly am not a person that is in favor of waste, of refuse, a trash on the side of the road or any of that. But I don't believe that it's the government's position to stick their big fat nose into our business. So if you want to reuse the paper plates and not use regular dishes because you don't want to use the water, God bless you. Go ahead and do it. But what if the government required that of you? Now, I left San Diego before that whole program was instituted. The other thing I want to say about this recycling, and maybe some of you have seen these videos, you can research. There are videos that have been done, documentaries that have exposed the hypocrisy of recycling, where you cannot even get your money back for these bottles. For example, in California, you pay an exorbitant amount of money when you buy something in glass or in aluminum, and then you pay it to the merchant, right? You pay it to your grocery store, and then you're supposed to be able to go back and redeem and get your money back. They don't take those things back. You have to go to a recycling center, and they have minimums, and it's a complete headache. And then you're driving and using gas and all those other things if you're concerned about recycling. So look into it. If this is an area where you would like to take action, or if it's an area of interest for you, then definitely look into that scam behind recycling. There probably are some good recycling outfits, but look at the bigger picture. So let me go back to Eleanor's message. I just wanted to share with you that I had a little bit of a personal interaction with this. And my husband and I kind of rolled our eyes, and it's like, how much time are we going to spend separating the trash? Oh, I wish I had this meme to share with you. It's not even a meme. It's an actual photo where it had this, recycling trash can, and it has a hole where you put trash, and then it has a hole where you put bottles, and you have a hole where you put recyclables, and it all goes into one big trash can. There's separate holes, but everything goes into one big trash can, meaning it's not separated at all. And then I heard stories where they said, oh, at the trash collection anyway, they do the recycling. So even if you don't, there's somebody there that does it. Yeah, I kind of hard pressed to believe that is completely true. I could be wrong. Here we go. She says, the city will get information about you. And with this data, they can issue automatic fines for not recycling correctly and penalize you for producing excess waste. Currently, the city is not admitting to this because the first step is to normalize the chips and have people accept them. Friends, what does this remind you of? Normalizing the suffocation devices, normalizing the nasal swab assault, as I called it, normalizing becoming a human pincushion in order to keep your job. Yeah. So they normalize the RFID chips on your trash cans. What's next? Well, they want one on your pet, right? I know that in the city of San Diego, the county of San Diego, probably the entire state of California, it's required that your animal be microchipped. What's next? Microchipping your children? Why not? Isn't it for safety, for the good of all, for the common good? That was just my commentary. I'll get back to what Eleanor says. They want to normalize the chips and have people accept them. They will shame you and shame those who do not meet the waste targets. It shifts waste disposal from a public service to a compliance metric. Again, I am just applauding this email. It's so well written. Yes, a public service. We pay already in one form or another. Why should we have to be monitored and tracked? She writes, this is not about cleaning the earth. It's about disciplining its inhabitants. RFID-enabled bins are a part of the smart grid. Eventually, this will lead to other hikes regarding other utility services. Your trash can becomes your confession booth. Many cities contract with private waste firms that sell the collected data from the bins. They use it for targeted advertising, for consumer analytics, or insurance scoring. They are pushing these subscription-based waste plants like internet packages, like, oh, how much waste are you going to be doing? Here's your package that you can buy. She says, you're not just throwing things away, you're feeding a data economy. She writes, there is constant monitoring of trash habits, and that trains people to self-police, or probably snitch on your neighbor as well. Because the city of San Diego, there's a whole thing about where you can snitch on other people. Accept that even waste must be justified. Why are you creating all of this waste? Internalize every action that is under watch. This normalizes the idea that nothing is private, not even your garbage. This is a soft form of techno-totalitarianism hidden behind eco-rhetoric. I think this is so well written. She goes on to say, RFID in trash bins is not about sustainability. It's about subtle submission. Even when your garbage is tracked, you're being told, there is no part of your life we won't measure. That's really sickening, isn't it? She goes on, other problems that I can see arising are people throwing their trash in the neighbor's bins or getting rid of drug paraphernalia, dumping that in other bins, and homeowners being investigated, people policing each other, and a myriad of other problems once this has been accepted and the screws tightened. Also, research the organizations behind the waste management company that the city has contracted with. I haven't had time to do that yet, friends, maybe in a follow-up video. Let me know if you live in San Diego and you can do that. She writes, sadly, there are many people who don't see the ramifications of this. Other people are complaining, but they are unwilling to take action. And yet others give their power away to corrupt politicians. So she says, she gave me an update. And there is also a video that I will share with you on my Substack. So that's peggyhall.substack.com. Remember, I need to be careful about the links that I include in my description box because YouTube can take down your channel if they don't like the links. And I want to protect you as my viewers and be able to continue to bring you this valuable information. So she gave me an update. Peggy, here's an update. There is a website that's been put up. It's still in its infancy. If any healthy Americans are able to help with it, that would be appreciated. I'm still reaching out to people in my neighborhood and elsewhere, but it is slow. I don't think people realize what's in store for them if they don't push back. Anyway, that's my update, and I thank you for all you are doing. I am learning that doing just this one thing is like a full-time job. Eleanor, you're so right. It is a full-time job. And I would encourage anyone who's interested in learning more or even just reaching out to Eleanor and giving her a word of encouragement. That goes a long way. Even if you don't live in San Diego and there's not much that you can do about this, you can help share the information. Let me show you what I found here on the City of San Diego website. And it's very, very strange. So here we go. I'm going to share my screen. Again, reach out to me, support@thehealthyamerican.org. I'll get you in touch with Eleanor. So here's the City of San Diego website. Looks awesome. Surfer, beautiful. I mean, San Diego used to be beautiful. Of course, these look like fake clouds there because you know what goes on in the skies in California. But here we have, my little puppy dog is having some dreams. You might hear her. So this is a different website that I found that actually was speaking about San Diego's trash bins. The new fee means San Diego's trash bins are about to get smarter too. I'll have a link for you in my Substack on this, but I wanted to just give you a quick summary, because I think that it was well written. San Diego is releasing a new batch of trash and recycling bins equipped with RFID tags as part of its shift to a fee-based trash pickup system for single-family homes. The RFID chips are already embedded into the city's green bins for organic waste. Now they'll be included in the black and blue bins as well, because they're all color coordinated. The city plans to assign each chip to a specific address and use that information to record when and where the bin is picked up. Now, it says that they do not record live data. And of course, we can trust the government. But they do transmit a unique identifier to RFID readers on garbage trucks. When a truck lifts and empties the container, the chip communicates with the reader to log the time and date of collection. Why do they need this? This doesn't even make sense to me. This information will be stored in a database similar to the city's Get It Done platform, which is where you can snitch on your neighbors. I'll probably share that with you in an upcoming video. It's so distressing. But it doesn't even make sense to me. When it goes on, the technology will help trash pickup run more smoothly. How? Why? It's so bizarre. The city can track which bins belong to which homes, like when someone throws hazardous waste in the wrong bin. How do they know that? Have you ever seen trash being collected? Like, there's a giant truck with big arms. It picks up the, you know, bin, it dumps it. Are there cameras in there? This is a serious question. I don't even know how this would happen. How would the city know if there was hazardous waste in one of these bins that got dumped into a giant, you know, waste bin? It doesn't even make sense to me. I think something else is going on here. So it says, last week, two separate fires broke out in collection trucks because of a lithium battery and a patio heater. The RFIDs do not track anything, the city says, but the readers will be able to record which containers were collected. So if the city learns that a particular truck's load contains hazardous materials, the city will know which containers were picked up. Well, the trash truck has a route, so it would know it anyway. This whole thing smells to high heaven, friends, and I am not in favor of it. So the city is going to be charging the most expensive in the county, because the city of San Diego, it's going to be starting out at $53. Then there was a public backlash and they revised the rate to $47 per month. The fee would increase gradually, reaching nearly $60 in 2027. So you can do the math. I think it's close to 1.4 or something million residents in the city of San Diego times $60. So that's already $60 million, even if we got rid of the illegal aliens. $60 million a month. A month. How do you like them apples, friends? I'm so grateful to have you on board as healthy Americans of discernment. And Swiss Chalet says it's the Ministry of Trash. Mary, so good to hear from you. She says, I just got informed by a recyclable truck driver that they don't really recycle the recyclables, that it is all a fake. And I do believe that happens a lot. Rebecca says, all the new light bulbs have mercury in them. I will always worry about the poor trash guys. I'm sure they don't know that they're being exposed. Well, yes, God bless them. You know, we get our trash picked up 2 times a week. And then there's also a secondary one for any green waste, like if you're, you know, doing gardening or something. And I always send out a prayer of gratitude. That is tough work that they do. But as far as the city tracking your trash cans, that's so bizarre to me. This one I'll never get over. So let's see. Here's another one. Quantitative says, so is it your trash? Oh, this is a great comment. Is it your trash or is it the city or the disposable company's trash? I thought the trash cans you bring to the curb are abandoned property. That's what the government says when it comes to the Fourth Amendment concerns. So quantitative, I think if I can conclude from your comment that if you throw something in the trash and somebody comes by and takes it, you can't claim it as your own because the government or courts have ruled that you abandoned that and it's no longer your property. So somebody can come and take something out of it. I don't know if that's the case, but that is what I am, the conclusion I'm drawing from your comment. And that's very interesting because then they would not be able to track it back to you because you're like, no, that doesn't belong to me. Yes. So by the government stance, once you bring the trash to the street, it's no longer your trash. That's very interesting. Rebecca says they have normalized putting microchips in your pets. If you tell someone your animal does not have a chip, they look at you like you are irresponsible. Dolly says, my neighbor would sneak at night and put her garbage into mine and others. Oh my gosh, Dolly. That's really bizarre. And I'm sorry that that happened. Okay, I got to give you one more great comment here. Boneless Rocker says, I worked at a bottle return. It's hideous how much waste they create. Everything goes into plastic bags and then they truck it all around. It might be better if those cans went right into the ground. Yeah, I don't really know the solution to that. I'd have to give that some more thought, but I do know that there is a lot of, scammy behavior that's going on with the recyclables. And the thing is, we have to pay for it. That's what really bothers me. It's another tax. We're taxed all the time, friends. So, okay, one more. Rights are not tradition. There's only one way to remedy something like this if there is any hope, and it starts somewhere very specific. Well, I would love to put you in touch with Eleanor. And Eleanor, if you're watching, I want to thank you for reaching out to me. I want to thank you for that really well-written email with all of your concerns. These are things I hadn't even considered as well. And friends, the most important is that this is a slippery slope because they get away with that. And then what's the next step? This is something that people in the city can rally around. There are only, I think, 5 city council members. So reach out to each one. And then, of course, there's always voting them out of office. I don't even know if that really works anymore these days, but they did roll back a little bit on the amount of money that they were charging. So please keep me posted on how all of this rolls out. Thank you, everybody, for being on board. I do my broadcast Monday through Thursday. I will have a write-up for you in my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. Oh, I almost forgot. I wanted to read you a couple of words of encouragement. I wanted to do that at the end of every video now. So this came from Mary, and she says, dearest Peggy, you are a godsend to humanity. Thank you for your bravery, your heart, your shared intellect. As a leader of a spiritual army fighting the righteousness too, I've sent many of your shares to fellow warriors. I think, you know, sharing my videos and so forth. I am thrilled to support you with my perpetual thanks. God's hand over you always. Love, Mary. Thank you so much. It's a beautiful card. The cards and the encouragement and the prayers mean everything to me. There is a snail mail address for you in the description box. And I replied, oh, look how pretty this matches. Such a gorgeous card. I reply to everyone and I thank you for your patience as I do so. This one says above and beyond doesn't even begin to describe what you did. Thank you so much, Peggy, for being a bright light in a dark and evil world. God bless you abundantly, your sister in Christ. And in light of yesterday's video, she says, I love your energy and snarkiness. So some people don't care for my snark. I don't blame them. Not everybody has that kind of sense of humor, to each his own. What gets me is when people tell me not to be snarky. I think that's kind of funny. Okay, this next one. I just love it. Those birds. Oh my gosh, so beautiful. This is from Betty. Dear Peggy, you are a true ambassador of the Lord in exposing the works of darkness. Your courage and commitment to the truth is impressive. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Betty. Thank you, Betty. Your words, your cards. When I see this come in the mail, my heart is lifted and I feel that I can persevere in this important work of exposing evil, standing for truth, defending freedom, and doing it alongside you all. I appreciate you. Thank you for being very valued, healthy Americans. And I will see you next week. I hope you take a break from all of the headlines and I'll be back with you on Monday.